Today we come to the fourth Sunday of Easter, and as Father says, also known as Good Shepherd Sunday, where the church invites us to gaze on the image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and especially pray for priests, religious, and vocation. And as you have known, my ordination is coming very soon, God's willing. And so I would like to invite you to reflect with me for a little bit on the aspect of the priesthood. And so please pray for me, for our pastor, and for all priests and religious. Now I want to start with an image that you are familiar with, that normally we see in the church, in the midst of the church, mostly are those who chose to live the family life, the married life. And only very few choose the life of the priesthood and call to the life of the consecrated. And now for those who are married, the family life or marital life begins usually with the wedding mass, the beautiful celebration. And after that comes the reception, and then the nuptial life together. Now, what about the life of a priest? Does a priest have that same image? What do you think? Yes, the priests very much have that same image, right? Our life, the life of the priest, begin with the solemn liturgy of ordination, the Mass. That's where all of our life, all of our sources come from, the Eucharist, the liturgy. And we start with the Mass, and afterward, usually have a reception, not as grand, but still a reception. And now, does the priest have a nuptial life in union together? Yes, but not in the aspect that some might think of. But I would dare to say, that the nuptial life of the priest started the same way that very day, in the very first Mass he celebrated. In that very first Mass is where all of that life is being consecrated. Just like within the married life, if you recall, after the long journey of getting to know each other, of falling in love with one another, then it blossomed into the pinnacle of one's love, exchanging one life with another, becoming one in mind and spirit and body in the sacred meaning. It opens up new meaning of a life of sacrifice, a life of union, a life together, and transform the man into a husband and a father, and the woman into a wife and a mother. The new call, the new name, new designation comes with a new dimension and a new mission. Now the priest, in that ordination Mass and at the first Mass, it is the combination of one's life and one's love, a unifying love between the priest and Christ. So much that we identify the action of the priest in the Mass as in persona Christi, not only in the name of Christ, but in the person of Christ. Because it is the action of Christ that why we can see a great miracle take place. So when the priests say the word of consecration, take this and eat of it, this is my body, the host is no longer a piece of bread. But at that moment, because he acts in the person of Christ, it becomes the very body of Christ himself. We believe that, we confess that, and we receive that. It is in that culmination of love. The priest no longer lives for himself, but he must live a life for God and for the church. It is the surrender of one life into Christ so that he is transformed into the life and image of a shepherd, one that laid down his life so that all can live and live bountifully. Just as we heard on, as we learned on Good Thursday, Holy Thursday, Christ performed three actions. The first action is where he washed the feet of the disciple, a humble act where a teacher bowed down to wash the feet of his disciple. The second action we understood as the breaking of bread, which is the institution of the Eucharist. And the third action is he said, "Do this in memory of me," where we understood it as the ordination or the institution of the priesthood. Now, so we see at the roots of it, the life of the priest is ties forever to the Eucharist. And it is in the Eucharist that he gets life, he gets source, and his life become one of the shepherd. One also give up of everything, donate, dedicated, so that he can give life to all his shepherd. Now that's the ideal image. But I'm sure we all experience in our life that gap between ideal and reality. And so the life of the priest draw that as its source, draw the, from the Eucharist as its source and summit. But at times, we too fall under temptation. And the danger came when in priestly life, we fall away from that source. We fall away from that life of the Eucharist. And we seek our own interests, a position, money or possession. Just like when Jesus said, when you do that, you are nothing more but a higher man who is not a shepherd. That's a fear of mine as I move toward ordination. It's a reality that is in front of me. And it is why we have this day, we pray for vocation and pray for the priesthood. And I ask you to pray for me, for your fervent prayer, and for Father, so that we continue to live and serve. Prayer not for only the increase in quantity of number of priests, but also an increase in quality, in devotion, in commitment, in sacrifice, so that we can reflect the face of the true shepherd, Christ our Lord. Now, if I stop here, you will say that it had nothing to do with me. It's all about the priest. But if we look at the word of Christ, we will see that it's not true. But the word of the shepherd, the life of the shepherd, belongs to each one of us. We are all called to be shepherd. Last week, I read a book that, you know, one of those that you start, you never finish, and then I get a chance to come back to it. It's called The Good Enough Catholic by Paul Wilkes. And in it, he identified that the number of priests in the U.S. is steadily declining. But also, he also noted that the number of lay ministry in the church increased. The lay faithful became conscious in recognizing their duties, in recognizing that they have an active contribution into the life of the church. And so we have increased number of lay faithful who serve on the council, who serve as catechism teacher, marriage encounter, and more sacrifice in the apostolic work. And I found it very encouraging. And I don't think it's a coincidence, but it's a God incidence that we as a parish is discerning and voting, looking for new members in the pastoral council. That is the way we live our life as a shepherd. We live by participating in the work of the parish. We live by adding into that dimension of our life. We become active in what we do as fathers, as mother, as sons and daughters, as friends and neighbors and co-workers. We have different functions, but all share in that one shepherd dimension of Christ. But the law for that is just as Jesus said, I know my sheep and they know me, and I willingly lay down my life for my sheep. To know and willingly lay down one life, that's required to be a good shepherd. This knowing is not one of simple recognition, but this knowing goes deeper. It demands love, demands the recognition of fear, of worries, of trust, of hope, of commitment. A knowing of love between husband and wife. A knowing of love that is between mother and children. A love that is dedicating oneself into that life. And a love that expressed only through the sacrifice of one life for another. So this Mass of the Good Shepherd today gives us a good occasion to pray for priests and religious. But it's also a good reminder for us to examine how have we fulfilled that dimension of love, of sacrifice, to be good shepherd in our lives. Have we been living in loving and forgiving relationship in our family, in our workplace, in our school, in our parish? Have we made sacrifice in words and in deeds in our daily lives? So let us take these few moments to examine ourselves and pray that this wonderful example of Christ, the Good Shepherd, be forever an invitation and motivation for us to be good shepherd as every moment of our life, whichever state of life we are, so that we may dedicate, nurture, care, and protect the flock God's given to us. Amen.